Playing of Cards, this is Shaw.
Yes, ma'am. I received a letter about a loan.
Okay, sure. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
It's 2411-4201-0032-3685.
3685? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. For RV Express?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And who am I speaking to?
Renee Vela, I'm the owner.
Renee, you said?
Yeah, R-E-N-E.
Okay, perfect. And then just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 8897 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So I pull up your file here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. Okay, and then I have your legal name for your business, the RV Express LLC. Is that also your DBA name?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then how long have you been in business for?
2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Three years.
Oh, okay. Nice. And I have your address here is 1138 West Hackberry Avenue in Alamo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I wanted to buy some new equipment for my business.
New equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. What type of equipment?
Well, I wanted to buy some trailers.
Trailers? Okay.
Mhm.
And how many?
Two.
Two? Okay. And then how much are they per trailer?
Well, it depends a year.
Do you have it picked out yet, or just,
No, I haven't. At first, let's see if I can get a loan, but they are ranged from 20 to 50,000.
Okay, so the range is between 20 to 50, depending on year and condition, stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you have, like, a few that you're looking at right now, but you just haven't decided which one yet?
No, I just called first to see.
Okay, sure, no problem. Are they, when you do buy it, is it going to be from a vendor or private party?
From a vendor.
Vendor? Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so you can get some guarantee on them.
Okay, sure. Have you purchased any trailers or anything from them before?
No. The ones I have right now, I got some, but they're old. I paid cash for them.
Okay.
Well, that was from a party vendor.
Okay. Okay, and then what is it that you guys do over there? What do you guys specialize in?
On produce? Refrigerated trucks, meat, noodles, everything that is cold or refrigerated.
Oh, refrigerated?
We call refrigerated stuff.
Oh, okay. So you have like a storage
The trailers are refrigerated. We pick and deliver.
Ah, I see. Okay. So basically people contract you to deliver certain things that need to be refrigerated. And so your trailers are all refrigerated of trailers. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just writing some notes here. For the trailers. Okay. And then the trailers you're looking to buy, do they already come with that that ability, or do you have to add stuff to it?
No, they come with it.
Oh, they come with it. Okay. And how many trailers do you have now?
Two.
Two? Okay, so you're increasing it to four, looking to.
Yeah. No, no. I'm probably going to, if I get a loan, I'm going to go and, like a trading. Trading my old ones for some new ones.
Okay, so you don't have any right now, but you're going.
No, I got two trailers right now.
Oh, you do have two trailers. Okay.
Yeah,
so you have two.
They're 90, they're
looking at
they're old trailers.
Okay. Are you replacing them?
Yeah, I'm trying to trade them in to get some new ones.
Okay.
Not new ones, but older model.
Okay. So trade them in to get a newer model.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then these other trailers that you have right now, how did you purchase them?
Cash.
Cash?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you buy them, like, you know, 2.5 years ago when you first started the business?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then do you have a time frame on when you want to bring the trailer on?
What?
Do you have like a time frame on when you need it by?
Well, not really the time frame, but the sooner the better.
Right, okay. Okay. And then is there a way for you to get like a quarter invoice from the vendor, you know, once we, you know, process everything? Or even before we process everything?
Well, I need to look around where I'm going to purchase it, but I haven't started looking around. But
okay.
Got an idea where.
Okay. And then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that or a little bit above or below?
Right now, like a 6.
Six what? Sorry?
Yeah.
600?
Like 600.
600? Okay.
580, 600 around there.
Okay. When was the last time you pulled it?
So, in a while.
Okay. Do you have any other loans out right now?
I got a few trucks.
Two trucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Regular trucks, just
like service trucks, things like that?
Oh, no, like just the regular, the ones we use, regular trucks. They have 150 Ford and
350 Ford. Oh, okay. Okay, but other than that, you don't have any other loans out? Do you have any, like, capital loans out?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. So yeah, your credit is below the national average, but you know, we have programs that work with a lot of credit tiers. So I'm sure we can find a program that fits you. Okay, and then have you looked into financing at all, or are we kind of your first call?
This is my first call.
Okay. Are you gonna apply anywhere else?
All depends. I don't know. All depends if I get a proof here or not. If not, I'm going to look for some more.
Okay. What bank do you normally use?
IBC Bank.
IBC?
International Bank of Commerce.
Okay. Have you looked into financing with them?
No.
No?
They gave me like a $5,000 credit card.
$5,000 like credit card, line of credit with them?
Yeah, for business, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
are your two trucks with them too?
I got a business account there with them.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And are you looking to replace the trailers just because the other ones are, you know, breaking down on you, or are you just at that point in your business where you want to, you know, get better equipment?
Just to get better equipment. No, they're not breaking down. Just to get better equipment.
Okay. And then do you have any other equipment that you're looking to bring on besides the two trailers?
Well, no.
Just those two trailers. Okay, sure. So we definitely have equipment financing programs here. We also offer working capital. That's part of your pre-approval that you have on hand, too. Do you have any capital needs right now?
Well, I would like to have some extra money for...
Of course.
It's a breakdown.
Yeah. Okay, to give you an idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
How much did I make?
Mm-hmm. Before taxes.
Before taxes, about $180,000.
Okay. Okay, and then how's sales like this year?
Right now I'm already at like it's been pretty good.
Pretty good.
But,
so about the same.
Yeah, no, a little bit more better.
Okay, sure. Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I can do right now, I know you don't have the specific trailers picked out yet, but what we can do is we can get the ball rolling right now, so that way you know exactly how much you're approved for, the length of the term, and total payback and things like that, so that way you can go and shop with confidence and you know exactly how much you can afford. So
yeah,
what I can do right now...
That's basically what I want, see how much...
Mm-hmm.
What can I afford? That's what I'm trying to look at.
Yeah.
What I can afford it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what we can do is we can give you kind of like a soft approval, so that way you can see the amount that you're approved for. So then once you picked out the two trailers you want, you just send those invoices in to us, and then we can get you a final approval.
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do is I can send over the application right now. It's just one page. I need 6 most recent months of business bank statements, so it's from February to July, and then your most recent business tax return. What's a good email for me to send this over?
What do I need to get?
The one page application, 6 months bank statement, so February to July, and most recent business tax return.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's the best email for me to send this over to?
It's ReneeVilla25@yahoo.com.
So ReneeVilla at...
25@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, so I have ReneeVilla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I spelled that right. 25@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to get it in to me?
Well, either later today or in the morning.
Later today or tomorrow. Okay, sounds good. I'll look out for it today, and you can email or fax it. The easiest way is email, because you could just drag the file into the email. Or you can fax if that's easier for you. So I'll look out for it today, and then if not, I'll give you a call tomorrow, some around the same time right now, just to touch base with you, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it right now. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.